It's WSBW at 7:40. It's a Thursday on the Morning Team Show, and Thursday mornings during the Ontario Hockey League season is Saginaw Spirit time, as we make sure you're up to date with all the information you need to know about Saginaw Spirit hockey, as we want you down at the Dow Event Center to enjoy Spirit hockey, or listening all season long on WSGW, specifically 100.5, as perhaps you did last night, or since we last talked to the voice of Spirit hockey, Joy Boteno. Four games that were played. Let's first of all say good morning, Joy, who's on our telephone technology this morning, since the Spirit have a road trip that you're already preparing for. Is that right, Joey?
Yeah, we'll be leaving later this morning to head to Kitchener. So it's once we're in full swing during the season, it kind of just never stops. We're always in motion.
Let's, on an overview of, if I can ask this, since, as I said, we last talked, four games were played, that victory over Flint last Friday. One of those games where sometimes it's going to happen throughout the season, that 6-1 loss to Sarnia. Came back to have a tough one with a tough Rangers goaltender, losing to Kitchener 2-1. And then last night, beating one of the top teams, Sault Ste. Marie. I have the impression 13 games into the season, you tell me, that Chris Lazary and staff, they've got to be pleased the way that the play has been happening so far, especially the way that the veterans and the youngsters are really gelling together, it seems like. You're getting contributions from everybody right now.
Right, and that's, you know, the thing that I've noticed, and Dennis and I have noticed, is the stick-to-itiveness of the team. You know, obviously things didn't go our way last Saturday in that 6-1 loss, but it seemed like every mistake that Saginaw made ended up in the back of their net, and there will be nights like that throughout the season. It's, you know, how do you respond as a team? You know, do you get away from your habits and start to do other things and get outside of the system and kind of go your own way? Or do you stick to it? Do you believe in it? Is it something that you're going to continue to pursue? And I got to say, like, this is a young team, but they believe in the system that they're running there. They believe in the puck possession game and the five-man attack. And some nights when things aren't clicking, it can get ugly. And it did against Sarnia last Saturday. But when it is clicking, like last night, you could have put any team in there against Saginaw last night and the Spirit would have won. They were dominating puck possession. They beat Sault Ste. Marie at their own game because the Greyhounds play a similar style as Saginaw. They want to control the puck. And they were chasing it all night long. And it was one of the more impressive victories we've seen so far in this season.
Yeah, I had a chance to take in the game last night, first one, and it was really impressive, I have to say. And very impressed, too, early on that the Spirit were able to score in the first period those three goals when at times, at least for the first few minutes in the first period, it looked like Sault Ste. Marie was getting some of the better opportunities. But, boy, standing up strong in goal, and you've mentioned it before, nice to have Andrew Oak when Tristan isn't available. Oak just steps up, and he stepped up big last night, especially early in the game.
He did. It, right off the bat, you know, Saginaw is notoriously a slow-starting team, which they're trying to correct that. And you're right. The first shift of the game, Sault Ste. Marie came on. They were pressing right away. Oak had to make a couple saves in the first minute of the game. And sure enough, those saves give the team the lift they need to go down there and score a minute and a half into the game. So it was the earliest Saginaw scored an opening goal this season. And you can tell when that goal goes in from Locust, it was their first even strength goal they'd scored in almost a week. And they were, you know, it's a huge load off the shoulders when the puck goes in that way. And you can tell that the whole group loosened up after that first goal was scored by Locust. And they just started to be creative again in the offensive zone. They tried plays. They weren't worried about making mistakes like I think they were a little bit against Sarnia and Kitchener. And they just trusted each other last night, right? I think that was the biggest thing, was everybody on the ice trusted that if they make a mistake, that somebody's going to come behind them and pick them up. So, and then, of course, when it got down to the last line of defense, our goaltending was fantastic last night. Oak was sensational. And the best part was, is like you said, he stepped up when he didn't know he was going to play. Lennox was supposed to start and didn't. He ended up on the bench, so I don't know. We'll try to get some clarification on that later today or maybe tomorrow. when we talked to the coaches, but not sure what happened there other than, you know, he was supposed to start and then he didn't. But he was on the bench as the backup, so it couldn't have been too serious. Great effort by the team, and even more impressive, a great effort by Andrew Oak and that, and a good way to, for him to bounce back after giving up six against Sarnia.
Yeah, I was watching Lennox last night as Oak, between periods, Lennox was the first one out to say, hey, great job, keep it up. So they got the support. And, you know, we talked about the mix of veterans and youngsters because you had Locus, as you mentioned, then your veterans Bloom and Mancini score, and then here comes Kalen Mangone to cap the scoring. Gosh, what a gorgeous goal that was. He picked up that turnover and roofed that backhand like he was just an experienced veteran.
He's got nice hands, man. That kid can play a little bit. He's got some skill for sure, and he's kind of like under the radar that way too, because he's a smaller kid. He's not the flashiest skater in the world, but he probably has the best set of hands, or pretty close to the best set of hands on this team. And when he got in close like that, he wasn't worried about being able to put that backhand upstairs. So nice goal. Good for him. Him and Locus have probably been the biggest surprises this year for Saginaw. Locus with 6 goals already, 11 points. And Mangone, who was a under-18 draft, passed over his first year in the draft, has 5 goals and 9 points so far this year, which is, again, you need those type of unsung performances from, you know, depth players that kind of carry you throughout the season. And they've gotten those type of performances from Locus and Mangone in particular.
One more note, just because I thought it was significant last night, because it really, I mean, T-Bone Codd is a crowd favorite. He always is. And last night when he dropped the gloves, as much as the goals were scored, that had to be one of the biggest ovations when he took on the opposing Greyhounds player. He held his own and did a nice job. He's just a pest out there.
Yeah, I don't know if there was some past history there between McKay and Codd. It kind of came out of nowhere. But Sault Ste. Marie at that point was down 3-0, and they needed a lift. And McKay, being one of their 20-year-old players, challenged them to a fight. And Codd obliged, and they went to center ice. And Charlie, you were at the game. You don't see that too often anymore in the OHL, where two guys are given the opportunity to square off and fight one-on-one. And that was the first time T-Bone had done it in his career, and I thought he handled himself very well. He definitely got in. I think he landed the only punches in the fight. So obviously when you're an inexperienced fighter like him, or hadn't done it, you know, at the OHL level, the key is to not get hit. And I don't believe McKay landed any punches on him. And he got him, he kind of surprised him with a couple uppercuts that landed. So, yeah, good on him. Didn't know he had that in his repertoire. But, it's not something that's very prevalent in the game anymore, especially in the OHL, where you get suspended for a third fight. But it was a turning point in the game, because if McKay does well in that fight, maybe get Sault Ste. Marie going there a little bit at the end of the period and they're still in the hockey game. Codd does well in the fight. McKay gets the instigator, and even though the Spirit didn't score, you know, Sault Ste. Marie spent the next 3 minutes plus killing penalties.
Yeah, definitely gave it to Codd last night. All right, let's, for a moment here, talk about your road trip. Kitchener Friday, Owen Sound on Sunday. What's going on with those games, Joey?
No, I think Owen Sound's on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say Sunday? Yeah, Saturday. Kitchener Friday, yeah. Owen Sound on Saturday. You're off Sunday, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a test. You know, going into the odd is never easy. Kitchener has a really good team, as we saw on Sunday. But you know what? They played us pretty tight. Like, I thought it was a really good game on Sunday, even though it was low scoring. I thought it was pretty close. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on Friday night, because I think Saginaw and Kitchener are pretty close in terms of their talent level. And I'll be really interested to see Owen Sound, because they've made some changes here. Of course, Saginaw just picked up one of their prospects in a trade, Braden Hislop, who made his OHL debut last night. They've traded for a pretty high-end forward from Mississauga here as of late. So Owen Sound's a team that's going through a bit of a transition right now. They're trying to add some younger players. But they're a good team, and again they're going to be right around the playoff spot throughout the season. So again, as we go along here in this season, we're still trying to figure out. We haven't played everybody yet, right? And we'll see Owen Sound for the first time on Saturday. So you really don't know what to expect. You just see what they're doing against other teams and try to measure yourself that way. But you really don't know until you get into that situation. And playing in the Bay Shore, let's just say we're lucky we're doing this early in the calendar, because you try to get up to Owen Sound in December, January, and February, and you might not get out for a little while.
7:15 both Friday and Saturday nights on 100.5 News Radio WSW for Spirit Hockey with Joey and Dennis. And Joey will have to touch base about what we plan to do next week, since Thanksgiving is 1 week from today. So we'll figure out what we're doing next week. In the meantime,
we'll fight for the drumstick on that.
Have a good road trip, and we'll talk more Spirit Hockey.
All right. Thanks, John.
Every Thursday. Or again, next week, we'll figure it out. The Morning Team Show on WSDW.